Yes, we are. We are here. Good evening and welcome to the program. And we have an hour tonight, and we have with us on the line tonight to give us an emergency alert update, if you will, on the subject of the so-called hate crimes bill in the Congress of the United States, in the Senate particularly, and in conference. And Ted Pike is with me from truthtellers.org. Good evening, Ted Pike.
Good evening, Rick. Thanks for having me again.
Well, thank you for calling me. It's been a few weeks, and we have been waiting and watching and calling and seeing what's been happening. And, of course, we know that now there's a sort of a lot of controversy about the military appropriations bill and a lot of unhappy campers in the Congress at this moment. And how does that affect the hate crimes bill that's been attacked?
Well, it jeopardizes the hate crimes bill. You know, Kennedy and Smith thought they had a sure thing in attaching this hate crimes bill to the big must-pass federal spending bill.
Uh-huh.
But it's actually maybe working against them because there is definitely a revolt of about at least 180 Republicans in the House of Representatives and at least 20 Democrats. I reported on that several weeks. Actually, we got that report from a homosexual website,
yes.
The Southern Voice, and I went ahead because I read it very carefully, and whoever wrote it, forget his name, he really knew his business. He was giving very accurate descriptions of what I knew to be facts concerning the hate crimes bill. But today, the Congressional Quarterly came out with a report about 11 o'clock this morning confirming everything that report had said, that there is a tremendous danger that there'll be a rebellion in the House of Representatives against this a big federal hate crimes bill. It's called the National Defense Appropriations Act. The number on that is H.R. 1585. And it seems that the leadership, the Democratic leadership, are wringing their hands and agonizing over this dilemma because, on the one hand, they want the hate bill very badly. ADL has been working since 1998 to bring the hate bill to this moment of glory and incipient conquest, hopefully getting the president to not fulfill his veto promises to the religious right. So this is they are desperately anxious to hang on to that hate bill and not jeopardize it in any way.
Yes.
On the other hand, there are many Democrats in the House of Representatives who are very angry that this arms appropriations bill does not contain any kind of significant restraints on our presence in Iraq, no plans for withdrawal or requirements of withdrawal in order to give President Bush the money he needs to keep the war going. And they do want to pass some kind of legislation because Heartland America has many thousands of young men and women in the military who are already beginning to suffer as a result of this arms appropriations bill being delayed over 4 months now. It was supposed to have been delivered to the president in the 1st of August, you see.
Yes.
And so,
right.
You know, what kind of sound bites are they going to have to suffer under in this next presidential year if the accusation is made that they did not give timely help, military material and so on to our young people in Iraq. So they're caught in the horns of a dilemma, and that's why we have to seize the opportunity right now. I believe that God is giving us another opportunity, a second opportunity to passively vote down the hate bill.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the best approach to take right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, with yours truly, Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, with Ted Pike, our guest tonight, for a little bit, and we'll return in just 3 minutes. And we are back now with Ted Pike. Our number is 800-313-9443, and we'll go to the phones in a few moments here for a little bit. We'll have Ted on. And Ted, you're talking about the bill, of course, that has been of concern to us for a long time. And now we see the time sliding away this year, as you know, the, Christmas adjournment will be upon us before very long?
Well, actually, I called back there today, and they said it's going to be about 3 weeks.
That's still pretty fast when you consider how fast 3 weeks' time can go by.
It is. On the other hand, this Congressional Quarterly said today that the House leaders are planning on bringing this out of conference, the bill out of conference, to the floor of the House on Thursday. So at least in theory, we could have a vote as easy as early as Thursday on this legislation, with the hate bill or without the hate bill. I frankly think that the Democratic leaders probably want the hate bill more than they want certainly an arms bill that really doesn't give them any kind of restraint on getting us out of Iraq. And I would speculate that they will probably keep the hate bill and the arms bill intact. And for that reason, what we have to do is we have to work over the general House of Representatives. I'm talking about both liberals and conservatives, Democrats and Republicans. In the next 2 days, we've got to do a lot of calling back there, not just to our House member from our district, but at truthtellers.org, we have a list of all the members of the House of Representatives, and it'd be a wonderful use of people's time if they could spend a few hours in the next few days just really canvassing that the House members and telling all of them that we support them if they say no to a federal arms bill with the hate bill attached. And what this will do is it'll undercut the directives which may come from the top House Democratic leadership to vote in a certain way. They'll be learning, these House members, both Democrat and Republican, will be learning that the people don't want the arms bill and the hate bill a duo. They will support them if they say no to the arms appropriations bill this week.
What kind of opposition, other than yourself and us and alternative media, radio, and the internet, is being mounted against this this latest move? I mean, is it once again the same scenario in which we find the evangelicals and other groups fighting nothing and sitting it out and letting this go by?
I'm afraid so, Rick. Yeah. We're looking at their websites, and they're not saying anything about this. This is a golden opportunity to redeem ourselves and recoup the loss we suffered on September 27th. I mean, on several levels. I mean, the ideal would be for it to be stripped out at the very top in conference by decree of the Democratic leaders. That could happen in the next day or two, literally. Or it could be voted on and rejected by the General House of Representatives and then maybe the Senate next week. If that were the case, obviously all it takes is one branch of Congress to kill the bill.
Yeah.
But if it were rejected by the House of Representatives, then it would they would probably make a new arms appropriation bill after the first of the year, in which the hate crimes bill would be actually incorporated into the language of the new military funding bill. And if that's the case, then certainly any Republican senator who wants to stand to his feet and propose an amendment to cut out the hate crimes bill is certainly entitled to do that. That means we have a whole new opportunity for a roll call vote in the Senate. And what I am trying to do is to build a fire under not only the Democrats in the House, but also under the Republicans in the Senate, so they also will be ready to go to bat for the American people and freedom of speech and really get up there and make a scene about this hate crimes legislation. It was a travesty in September the way the not only the evangelical leadership, but the Republican leadership in the Senate did virtually nothing of any real force to stop the hate bill. We want them to be ashamed of that. We want people to be angry that knowing that their best wishes were neglected, and we want them this time to perform for freedom in America.
Yes, indeed. And those numbers, by the way, the toll-free number is 877-851-6437. And by now, people should be used to hearing that number mentioned as well.
Yes, and then there's a toll number, which is 202-224-3121.
Exactly.
I'm encouraging people to come to truthtellers.org because I say we have most of the House of Representatives members there listed. I guess we didn't finally put up the results of the last election, but the new members, but it's the vast majority of House members are there at Truth Tellers. And, you know, use your redial function on your phone. You can call 40 or even 50 of these House members in an hour. What a wonderful contribution to let them all know that you will support them if they do not vote for the arms appropriations bill with the hate bill attached this week. Now, we don't have a quarrel with the arms appropriations bill. We have a quarrel with the arms appropriations bill with the hate bill attached
right.
to it. We
right.
should make that clear.
Right, exactly. Okay, let's take a call or two right now. 800-313-9443. Ted Pike is my guest, truthtellers.org. William, and I don't know where you are, but William Blair, I believe. Is that right?
Yes,
hello,
I'm here.
You're on the air.
Hi, good evening. That's
yes.
Pike. Glad to hear your voice again.
Thank
One
you.
Of the most important things, obviously, about the hate crimes bill is it's not about hate, it's about status, and it goes to a state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm concerned with is that it has other companion bills, what are called parallel authorities. In the radicalization, homegrown terrorism,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that the plausible guilt scenario has been expanded to the discontent. And what I'm seeing is a team play here that's going to backfire on those people that may be remaining silent and calling themselves Christians, because this legislation, in companionship with the Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Act, widens the scope of guilt to such a degree that Christians can be indicted within the provisions of that act as well.
Oh, absolutely. And there's also ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which did pass the House of Representatives
yes.
Last month by a very wide margin, and that could be coming up before the Senate also very soon. We have a number of bills. All three of these bills, in fact, are important. But right for this very moment, I'm emphasizing the people calling in against the hate crimes bill that's attached to the arms appropriations bill, because could be coming for a vote literally 3 days from now. And I think that we can expect votes from these other bills maybe next week or the week after that, or maybe the first of the year. So I appreciate your concern about all of those adjacent pieces of legislation.
Okay.
The, one of the things that's coming fast, too, is
sure.
A few years ago I wrote some proposals. One was called a Transparency in Legislation Act.
Uh-huh.
Now, what that does is gets us back to a true and concise matter of public debate. If it's a military bill, it's a military. If it's a hate crimes, it's hate crimes. But one of the things that the Democratic Party has preyed upon as well as its counterpart is that they appreciate being able to attach out-of-kind writers to various popular or eminent pieces of legislation. At some point, the American people have to cease this and actually go for a transparency act that stops this sort of misconduct on the part of senators and congressmen.
Absolutely. And, you know, this hate bill repeatedly is showing itself to be kind of an albatross around legislation that is so foolish to allow the hate bill to be attached to it. We saw a year or so ago how the Children's Protection Act, the Republicans allowed the hate bill to be attached to that, and that stopped the passage of the Children's Protection Act for literally 4 or 5 months. And this backfired very much on Kennedy, and we were able to create tremendous public outrage against Kennedy insisting on his hate bill as part of passage of the Children's Protection Act. Now we have an arms bill, which is 4 months overdue, and actually, I think it could be doing the same thing. It could be very it could be irritation and anger, not only in Congress but from the American people, that the main bill under consideration, which is to supply our troops overseas, is being held up just for the pleasure of Senator Kennedy.
Yes. Well, we have a break now, Bill. We have to break.
Brief.
If you want to hang on, you may. Okay.
Sure. Because
you can hang on, and we'll take Jim next. All right. On the line, 800-313-9443 is our number, and Ted Pike is our guest right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams. Don't forget to support the network. And, of course, you can take advantage of that. We'll tell you how in the next few moments of the program. Stay with me, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org. We shall return with Ted Pike. And I just want to remind all of you out there that you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network at RepublicBroadcasting.org. Jump aboard, and we encourage you to join us, because obviously there are some new functions, new things, new sponsors that we have. We even have a chat room, which if you wish to avail yourself of, the chat room is on the homepage for all listeners to communicate with each other and we, the hosts. And I also want to mention that we have a new sponsor that can help you this Christmas holiday. Power Mall Global is an online shop where you can buy your Christmas gifts during the season. RBN listeners who use Power Mall Global not only save money on specials, but also will receive a rebate check for a percentage of your purchases. Power Mall Global has 1,000-plus stores and millions of products to choose from. Don't get caught in the Christmas chaos this year. Stay home and go to www.powermallglobal.com. That's www.powermallglobal.com. All right, let's take another call for Ted Pike here, and that's Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Do I hear Jim?
Yes.
Here you are. You're on the air with Ted Pike.
How you doing, Reverend Pike?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for calling, Jim.
You know, I'm so glad that someone is so outspoken about this, because it seems to me that there aren't very many people who are outspoken about this, and that's the shame.
Yes. Well, we're a very decisive moment. It's really speak out now or forever be silent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would think that, you know, one way to solve this problem from coming up in the future is for the people of Massachusetts to get their act together and vote Kennedy out of office. You know.
Well, it's kind of like pulling a shark's tooth. There's another one that moves forward into its place.
Well, what is it that he, does he have something on somebody or what? I mean,
well, I live next door to him, so I know 6 terms, you know, and he will die, literally die in office before the voters decide that it's time to move him out. And he may be getting close to that point now. He's not in the best of health, but I will say that it's a dynasty. It's a Kennedy mystique and dynasty and a very powerful machine that keeps him in.
Right, but I would even suspect that by this point that the vote, you know, that people in Massachusetts would see what he's up to, even if they completely ignored his Immigration Reform Act of 1965. You know, I mean, even by now you would think they would go, this guy, he's got to go.
Well, we see it, that's for sure.
Well,
right,
sure.
How many of his constituents even understand the issues, because the media have kept them off the radar screen, you know, is open to question. That's the problem.
You know what, Rick, you know, seriously, that is really the whole problem.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a discussion earlier today where people were talking about, you know, the person said it succinctly, said, you know, if you didn't see it, if somebody didn't hear it on CNN, it didn't happen.
Exactly.
And, And you know what's scary about that is, no matter what you try to tell people, they say, "Well, I've never heard that before. I didn't. It wasn't on ABC News last night."
Yeah.
And that's they obviously the media is complicit in this whole thing.
No doubt, no doubt about it.
But
and, in fact, this bill here, as Ted will attest, this hate crimes bill, the last time I saw any reference to it in my major newspaper was when it passed, when it passed the Senate, the House. And that was the only reference I saw to the hate crimes bill at all in the traditional media. So, I mean, it's been a stealth type of bill for them, and they didn't want to, none of the commentators even wanted to discuss it. So that has to tell you something about the ADL's power.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, Ted Kennedy is obviously very close to the ADL.
Oh, he's a puppet, yep.
Oh, he sure is. But that has to point out the power of the media to, again, they sweep something under the rug,
mm-hmm.
and we don't know about it. I think that if CNN did report on it one evening, how many people do you think, Reverend, would be outraged if they really knew what this was about?
Well, the 95% of our nation's problems would go away almost overnight if the media told the whole truth about liberalism and how we have been socialized ever since the New Deal or since the Federal Reserve Act or since the creation of ADL in 1913. This problem is that the Jewish media, Jewish-dominated media, holds the spigot. They turn the spigot of information on and off from which Heartland America drinks, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why alternative talk radio is such a bright spot on the horizon, is that, and it is giving ADL hives. They're terribly worried about the prerogative of talk radio to speak out on about any subject,
mm-hmm.
Politically incorrect, taboo subject that they want to. And I certainly am enjoying myself speaking my mind.
There you go. Hey, thank you for the call, Jim. We have to move. Thank you so much for your participation. Ted, if you wish, you can stay a little longer.
Let's do another 10 minutes. I do have another program
coming
up.
That's fine. 10 minutes is fine. We'll take another call, too.
Good enough. All right.
Hey, Rick Adams with you, Uncensored Radio, Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are back now with Ted Pike, who has only a few more minutes with us. He has another radio engagement, and we're talking about the attachment of the hate crimes bill to the appropriations bill, and this coming up now, this conference vote coming up maybe Thursday in the House. Right, Ted?
That's right. Actually, the conference will be done, but it will be on the floor of the House of Representatives
to decide what to do with it once and for all, and that's H.R. 1585, right?
That's right.
Okay, let's take Steve in Colorado now. Hello, Steve. You're on with Ted. We lost him? Okay, he dropped off the line. All right. Well, that's fine, because that gives me a chance to recapitulate here and to summarize the bill we're talking about. This bill in particular right now is our focus, because it has been languishing, and there even though it has passed the House, this has been a problem in the Senate, where in the past it has passed one House or the other, but has never gone all the way because of our efforts and divine intervention. And now we may, as you have just said, Ted, we may have this last chance to be able to defeat it in this session of Congress.
Absolutely. This is a rare and unprecedented opportunity. You see, one of the great gifts of our constitutional form of government and of legislation is that it's not just enough for a bill to pass the House or to pass the Senate or even to pass conference. It has to come back one more time for a vote by the House and the Senate. And it's kind of interesting. About three or four weeks ago, I was desperate to figure some way we could still hold the hate bill back. I knew it was vain to try to influence the conference members, the conferees, because most of them are appointed by the Democrats now that they're in control. But I knew that the bill would have to come back before the House and the Senate, and I was mm-hmm. wondering. Actually, I wrote an email alert. Believe it or not, I wrote an email alert. encouraging people to blitz both houses of Congress and have them vote out the hate bill when it came back before the House and the Senate. And, you know, I thought that's too preposterous. Everybody's going to think this is a pipe dream. You know, I took that email and I threw it in the waste paper basket. Mm. And then 2 or 3 days later, I got the word of this this new report from this homosexual website claiming that exactly that was going to be happening, or in the possibility of that happening in the Congress of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we have a dream. We have a dream come, a fantasy of mine come true, that now we may have the opportunity to again have a roll call vote, especially in the Senate. In the House of Representatives, there's a much greater a majority of liberals and pro-hate bill people there, so our chances aren't as good to actually defeat the hate bill per se. But in the Senate, you know, there's a very thin margin of superiority for the hate bill forces. In fact, they won by only one vote on September 27th. So this is an opportunity. It's golden. It's right there. All it keeps us from realizing, I believe, it is the initiative and the vision of the American people. Go to that telephone tomorrow morning and call the toll-free number. It's, again, 877-851-6437 is the toll number, and 202-224-3121 is the toll number. We have those numbers posted at my website, which is truthtellers.org.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got the numbers, or the names there, of the members of the House of Representatives, all of them, that should be hearing from you tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And this is such a absolutely infinitesimally small a request I'm making from our listeners to make those calls tomorrow, compared to the absolutely staggering loss and deprivations and even death and so on, which our founding fathers paid so that we could have these kinds of constitutional processes and liberties which are available to us right now. So make those calls tomorrow morning. Call more than one if you possibly can. Call 50 if you can, and keep calling until we can get this resolved at the end of the week.
Amen to that, Ted. Thank you so much for the update, and we will be speaking again, I'm sure.
Thank you, Rick.
Bless you. Thank you again now. All right. Well, there you have it. Ted Pike, again, the organization, website, www.truthtellers.org. And, ladies and gentlemen, it is vital now to up the ante on this bill. And, of course, we do have the ENDA bill, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act as well. We have the Homegrown Terrorism Act. We have a whole bunch of other things that are coming at us. They're coming at us. And they're all hovering around next year. The Supreme Court agreeing to hear the gun challenge of the District of Columbia and the Heller case. There's so much happening, and it's coming to a head. No question about that, ladies and gentlemen.